Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. What up, fam? This is Jared Watson once again with the RetroInsider.com YouTube channel and also podcast show. Hope you guys are having a great rest of your day or evening. As always, I like to say shout out to all the new and returning visitors. Now, if you're new to the YouTube channel, consider hitting that subscribe button. You know, we always bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers, like the ones that we are going to discuss today that hopefully you got, but if you didn't, oh, well, that's all I can say to you right now. But anyways, yeah, this segment is going to be kind of touching on that restock that we discussed yesterday regarding the Bred 4s and the Air Jordan 1s, New York to Paris joints that were supposed to be coming out today. Now, from my understanding, they did restock, but it was not the type of release that we were expecting. At least I was not expecting. And you know what? To begin, let's rewind back to yesterday. Now, when I got news that they were going to be restocking, I checked the app. And, of course, both were sitting there in the upcoming tab of the sneakers app. So they weren't on the main feed, you know, like where you first open it and there's the list of sneakers there. Wasn't there. I had to go over to the upcoming tab. I'm like, okay, cool. They kind of been a little indiscreet or discreet with it. So earlier or later that day, I hopped on Twitter and noticed people were saying that the shoes just weren't showing up on the app. And I was kind of like, that's kind of strange. Thought it was just a technical issue. So some people left comments on yesterday's video saying that they weren't seeing the shoes. And I suggested they maybe sign out of the app, log back in, and hopefully the shoe would be there, or they would just go over to the upcoming tab. But it seems as though that did not work. Now, that should have, you know, raised an eyebrow. Should have raised an eyebrow. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But anyways, that should have really been a sign that something was going to be up about this release. And it, of course, just so happened that today, it seems as though the release was not just going to be open to everybody. It was an exclusive access type release. At least that's what I'm coming to the conclusion of right now as we speak. Because at 12 o'clock p.m. standard Central Standard Time, I went to the app and the Bred 4s, fortunately, was still there, showing ready to be released, as well as the Jordan 1s. So when it came time for the drop, I looked at the app. But unfortunately, since I had already purchased the shoes during the May 4th release, it seems as though they were not letting people rebuy the shoe. So I was kind of bummed out about that. But hey, it is what it is. I guess it's good for Nike to let people who took L's the first time get a second opportunity to pick up one of their, you know, widely available sneakers, which, you know, like I said, it's good business for them. Shout out to everybody who was able to cop if they did. But me, I was still a little salty. So that was cool. I got over that quickly. Now, the second issue that I had with the release was probably about 15 minutes after the Bred 4 release, I looked back at the app, and the Jordan 1s were no longer listed on my app. So I'm like, oh, wow. This is what everyone was talking about when the shoe wasn't showing up. So immediately, I hopped back on Twitter, see if anybody else was experiencing issues. I think I went on a Soul Link tweet thread, and people were saying, yeah, shoes not showing up for me either. Some people said one of the shoes wasn't showing up. Some people saying none of the shoes were showing up. So it seems as though this was sort of like a random type release. Now, since we didn't get a lot of information about the release yesterday, I guess we kind of set ourselves up to be let down today, not knowing that it was going to be kind of a pick and choosy type situation. So at the end of the day, you know, L's are a part of the sneaker game. They hurt for a little while, but you got to take a licking and keep on ticking. So, you know, right now, I just want to ask the question, were you able to cop? First of all, if you did, congrats to you. Let me know which shoe you were able to cop. And if not, Did you even get the shoe on your app? Let me, not only me, but the rest of the sneaker community know in the comments below so we can get an idea of what kind of went down with this release, so we can take this information and apply it for future releases and just kind of get an understanding of what happened. But I was totally confused, let down, a little sad, but hey, it is what it is. Like I said earlier, the longer you're in the sneaker game, the more you realize things like this happen. And you just got to, you know, roll with the punches. But anyways, that's it. Just want to be a short segment today discussing that. Now, for those of you who do listen to the podcast show, just wanted to let you know, fill you in on a new feature. Within the show's descriptions, there is now going to be a link for you to leave an audio message in response to the answers. I would love to hear your responses to the answers that I pose to you during these segments. If you want to leave an audio message, please feel free to do so. Like I said, we're streaming everywhere. Just locate the show description and you'll see a link where it should say send a voice message or send a message, and I'll be able to hear your responses. I think they're only about a minute long, but at the same time, you can probably get what you want to say out in a minute. And hopefully in the future, if I do get messages, I will be able to feature them in future segments. So that'll be cool. Just let me know if you would like to be included before you start talking. But anyways, that's it, guys. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day or evening. As always, stay humble and proceed. Check you guys next time.